Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, after 8 long months, the Bears are finally getting out there to play a meaningful game. Take me inside a player's head. What's it like to go out there for the season opener? Do you get too fired up, and how do you kind of control those emotions?
Do you get too fired up? That's a good question, because a lot of young guys do, and then you got to come out there and get your second win. But the adrenaline flow of the first week is like no other week of the NFL season, and that's the exciting thing about it. But then Coach Tressman and all the other coaches, they have to capitalize on that adrenaline flow. Make sure their best effort is pointed towards the Buffalo Bills, and that's the way you're going to get the best out of that locker room.
A lot of people seem to talk about the cohesiveness on offense. How long does it take for a defense to gel? Because the defense, the core has remained intact here for several years under Lovie Smith first, then Mark Trestman. But there's a lot of new players, like you mentioned. Is the defense going to be able to hit the street running right off the bat here?
That's another good question. I'm surprised you got two in the
two
same
in a row.
Preview. Is the fact that, you know, offense, you're consistent about your game plan. Everything is repetitiously done, and you go over the same plays and the same plan and how do they fit in against your next opponent. Defensively, every opponent changes. What is their subtle change on offense that's going to be different one week to the other? And that's what you have to figure out. What's their weakness? How can you expose their weakness? And I think we have a good idea of it, but we have to wait and see until Sunday. But then that's the plan of attack here. What can Mel Tucker do with his personnel to make sure he morphs week to week against the offense?
There's nobody on the planet that I would rather talk offensive line with than you. So let me ask you this question. The 5 offensive linemen last year started all 16 games. Jordan Mills got hurt in the season finale, but that's very unusual. This year was a little bit different. Slauson was out a little bit. Kyle Long was out a little bit. Jordan Mills missed the entire preseason. How concerned are you about them moving forward in terms of hitting the ground running in this first game? Is it going to take them a little while to kind of get back on track?
Well, it does for every football player and every team, especially during the regular season. But the thing is, the key ingredient here is Jordan Mills will be up to speed mentally. And that's the key ingredient here. Last year, he was up to speed physically, but he wasn't up to speed mentally because you're learning the system. So now it's the roles are reversed. Jordan Mills is going to be able to survive because he knows the system so well. But now it's going to take a little physical. And it's going to be taxing to him depending upon the temperature for a noon start.
I hate when people talk about one game being more important than the other, because it's not like baseball where you have 162 games and you can take a day off. Football, there's only 16 games. Every game is important. However, how important is it to get off on the right foot to win the opener, especially with back-to-back primetime night games on the road coming up against San Francisco and the Jets?
You got to win your home games. If you're going to go to the playoffs, if you're going to win the division, whether it's against a divisional opponent or not, you have to win home games. And that's the key ingredient here, is making sure you get off to the fast start. Teams are just going to have a difficult time facing the weapon. So that's the key here, is to make sure you get a fast start and get confidence going into week two.
Tom, every week I ask you a Twitter question from one of our fans. And fans, if you want to send Tom a question, send it with the hashtag GamePreviewQ. This week's question is from Lars. This is an interesting question. He wants to know if the addition of Jared Allen is going to help the Bears defense to stop the run, not necessarily rush the passer, because stopping the run was the number one problem last year.
Well, Lars, watch Bears Game Night Live this past Sunday, and I did a piece on why Jared Allen has to stop the run in order to become the pass rusher we know him as. And if you look at a 3rd-and-2 or a 2nd-and-7 play we did, Jared Allen owned the end of the line of scrimmage. He owned a crackback coming to block him, and he owned an offensive tackle trying to get to the edge. Those are the types of things Jared Allen has to do to get the team in 3rd-and-7, 3rd-and-8, so he can be the pass rusher that we've all hated for years but are going to love this year.
He's one of the guys I'm definitely looking forward to. Sunday's going to be fun. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.